Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to a special episode, a bonus episode, not really a bonus episode, a stand-in episode, a watch-along, if you will, of Film Sack. I'm Scott Johnson with, who do we got here? We got Brian Dunaway, we got Randy Jordan, and of course, the one and only Brian Ibbett. And welcome,
Aloha.
Everyone. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Hey, we've decided to do a weird one. We're going to watch, with you at home, an episode of Star Trek Voyager, Season 2, Episode 24. It's called Tuvix. We'll give you a moment to go find it. Again, that is on Netflix, Star Trek Voyager Season 2, Episode 24, and cue it up.
Go ahead. We'll wait.
We'll wait for you. Black screen, cue it up, pause it, and then restart the podcast or come back and unpause.
Should have been
us.
Better prepared, people, but that's all right. We'll wait. We'll wait.
I'm kind of amazed that we haven't watched this yet because it's so notorious.
Well, I've never even heard of it. That's what's so weird. You keep telling me how notorious this is. And now I'm going to find out, I guess. I don't know even what to expect. This is early seasons. This is stuff I've seen, but I don't remember this.
Yeah, I don't think of it as early. Like at this point, we've established everything in Voyager. Like Voyager this is late in season two. There's really nothing new coming to Voyager except the Kes replacement, right?
Well, like, and the Borg, Seven of Nine comes later, right? She's like four or five.
Yes, she replaces Kes. I just don't really see like this as very early. Like this episode comes out when what, like 1998?
Yeah.
Something like that. Like, it's like, this is not old Star Trek. This is new Star Trek.
Right.
There's a political story because that's what they tell in new Star Trek, that every story is about characters, you know, and their politics.
Sure. Yep.
Yeah.
We get to find out what Tuvok.
Good luck with your first viewing of this one.
Tuvok the Republican versus Neelix the Democrat, ready to go to town on each other. Let's find out together. So here's what you want to do, people. Pause and then come back. Oh, hey, you're back. Welcome back. And you're all ready like we are, queued up at the black screen at the top of the episode. And when I count down 3, 2, 1, go, we're all going to hit play. So here goes in 3, 2, 1, go. It's the ship. It's the ship.
Fading in.
Yep, the captain's log. We're all right. We know we're good.
There's the Voyager.
Oh, variety of flower.
Does she mean flowers? Oh, yeah, variety of a flower. There it is.
Of a flower, yeah.
It's amazing how there's so many planets out there that are just basically Earth.
Mm-hmm. Right. Class M planet.
So they're there together.
Yeah.
Yep.
Picking flowers, as you do.
Now, what Neelix was... So he's first officer.
No.
What's Neelix's? Right. No?
Tuvok,
no,
Tuvok is head of security.
Security, okay.
Yeah.
And Neelix is the culture...
Cook, right?
The culture officer? What's it called? Okay.
Well, at first he's just a hanger-on because he ended up there, but eventually... Right.
He runs the restaurant and cooks, and they make him an officer of, like staff enjoyment. I can't think of the term.
Staff enjoyment. Now that sounds like a word for something that you don't want me doing.
Cruise director?
Kind of. That is good.
Kind of.
I like that.
He like posts
the cruise director.
He literally posts a vlog every day that everybody watches, and it's called something like Neelix TV.
So is he more like...
And the crew all watches it.
Okay. So I was going to say, is he like Isaac from Love Boat?
Star Trek is what you're saying.
He's not like Isaac from Love Boat. He's like the other, the lady from
Julie Gopher McCoy.
Yeah, Julie McCoy.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's right. She was. She was the cruise director. Yeah.
She was the cruise director. If anyone in this team knows the roles of all the
oh my gosh, morale officer. He's called morale officer.
He's singing.
Yes. Of course, he's singing.
Why are the why are the subtitles off to the right?
Is to it be to, like underneath each of the characters the best they can?
Is that what they're doing?
Yeah.
I guess so. That's more center.
When they have them both on screen?
No, it looks pretty good for 4x3, you know?
Oh, yeah, it's not bad.
What is that, 480i? It looks pretty good.
Commander Paris, where the hell are you?
A little blurry. So we have transporter problems, but we're fixing the transporter.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. There was a fly in the transporter.
Oh, don't know that guy. Who's feather hair Joe there?
It looks like the guy from Enterprise.
Oh, it kind of does. The second in command guy or the doctor. Yeah. Whoever he was.
Energize.
Maybe it is.
Hey, there's only that's only one beam.
That's because they're both together, dude. Were they
hugging when you tried to beam them up?
We've talked about this.
One of them had penetrated the other, right? When they oh shit!
Oh jeez! Oh, it merged their clothes too.
Yep,
it did. Oh. What a flowery pattern!
Who's the actor? Who is that guy?
I will tell you a little bit about
him. Let's find out who that guy is, because we got to.
Nobody intro. Skip intro.
Yeah, don't skip.
I know we've all been trained to do that when we're binge watching.
Skip.
Yeah.
Friends, but
This is actually 1996, by the way. I was wrong. It's 96. And Tuvix is played by Tom Wright. Tom Wright is a journeyman character actor. He typically plays like a cop or, you know, an basically an extra. The most prominent thing he was in was Marked for Death, the Steven Seagal movie.
Hmm. Oh, we see that.
I don't remember.
Okay, you said that like Steven Seagal. We see that. Big guy.
Hey, you seen that?
Yeah, you seen that.
Anyway, you're going to get a lot of Tom Wright in this movie, in this episode. And just know that like he's all over the extras, like the documentary about Voyager. And there's just a lot of him coming in and being asked to play two roles simultaneously that were already established. And how he approached it, and he considers it like the role of his lifetime. Like this one little episode of Voyager is Tom Wright's, you know, magnum opus.
It's his claim to fame. I'm trying to find his Wikipedia page. I can't find one that's just for him. But boy, Jennifer Leon, she's got some.
Oh, so Cass. Yeah, Cass had some trouble later in later years.
Mm-hmm. She's having trouble now.
With the law.
Yeah, she's basically a never-ending episode of Cops now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty messed up.
Uh-oh. I don't recognize you. Uh-oh. Is the...
This is a shitty idea.
Yeah.
But it's fantastic. I love that they went with a totally different actor.
He's logical and Neelix-y.
Fun-loving and straight-laced. Yep.
Creepy smile.
Did we need roll taken at the beginning of this episode?
I don't know. Oh, she's upset because her boyfriend is Neelix, basically.
Oh, right.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. Yeah. But she's always been interested in Tuvok. So, you know, it's kind of like a win-win for her.
Oh, yeah.
It's so jealous that he has another man inside him now.
Yeah.
It's so much more complicated than her boyfriend, though, because you got to remember Kes is like 3 years old at this point.
Oh, right.
And so he's not really her like mate. he's kind of just like her closest companion.
Uh-oh. A third genetic pattern. Oh. Heart orchid? Is that what's on the thing? On his uniform?
No, that's Neelix's pattern mixed with the Starfleet pattern.
Although I see what you're going for. Like it's
right.
Like it's a mix of the orchids and the two uniforms.
I wonder what he smells like.
I like Janeway. She's grown on me over time.
Yeah. Oh yeah. She's so Cerse. Love it.
Well, I'm going to ask you at the end of this episode if you still like her.
Well, overall, I like her, but we'll see.
I am in control of all the ladies in the cafeteria. Yeah.
She's
Ensign
so good.
Extra. Oh, and a different Ensign
Extra. Yeah, look at Ensign Extra back there.
Yeah.
Oh, Robert Picardo. You look like the taxi cab driver in Total Recall.
Where did he go to? He's a hologram. Why is he going to walk off?
Yeah,
I will never understand.
Well, because it's jarring for the other.
He had all those reasons, though. Remember, he always yearned for more like physicality, so he would do things that were
But like the thing I will never understand is why they didn't think to invent multiples of him in the same sick bay.
Well, that's a great
idea. He doesn't need a nurse.
Would they put in his look? He must have had the shot. He's magnetic now.
Did you fall asleep on the Lego table again?
The ship's Lego table.
Oh, that's good. What is Ensign Nurse Extra doing back there?
Oh, he is spread legs though back there.
Looked like he was playing asteroids or something.
Yeah, that
man over there is playing Galaga.
Not, yep,
that standing desk needs to be raised up a little bit, man.
Yeah. And that's like the conveyor belt hot dog warmer at the 7-Eleven right behind her, too.
Roller meats.
It's a weird accent.
Right. So does he have two penises? I saw the one in that mouth. Yeah.
A little Neelix penis and a bigger Tuvok one?
No, I mean, his outfit would imply that everything was perfectly combined, like averaged, right. I guess.
Yeah, averaged out. Yeah.
There you go.
The thing on his head is really obnoxious.
It really is. Hilarious.
Yeah.
I want her to go, you have a little something on your...
You know. Something right here.
I had a major kind of side crush on her.
Oh, of course. Kes was gorgeous, of course.
Yeah.
Except for that hairstyle.
That's my favorite part.
Hair lack of style, I guess is the word.
Look at that thing. It's like it's his own entity.
You call him, I call her sweetie?
All the time. Neelix called her sweeting all the time.
It's weirding her out.
And this disturbs her. wants to get out of the room.
Yeah, she's like, give me the F.
And commercial break. What do you think commercial break was?
I think we need to see other people. And by other people, I don't mean Tuvok.
In 96, a national commercial would have been...
It's Capri Sun, maybe?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe.
Right? Josta.
Josta.
I don't know.
Josta soda.
Michael Jordan.
So, okay. So this Tuvix is two people in one and he's on the bridge. Yeah, I don't think so.
Mm. Yeah, that's the thing. I think they would have imprisoned him to start.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is he still, I think he's still in med bay.
Is he in med bay?
I think so. You're right.
Yeah. Cause there's a bed.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not sure. I don't know the Voyager bridge by heart per se, but
no, you're right.
I don't remember the captain's bed being on there.
I think I confused when she walked onto the... It like she was walking onto the bridge. But yeah, once they flipped around it, it makes sense.
So he keeps jumping back and forth and inappropriately touching people and then being logical.
Yeah. God, that would be hard, though, to act this.
That's why he's super into this role, I guess.
Yeah. Dr. Tuvix's.
Picardo's.
How
so
come
great.
Tuvok gets first billing?
Yeah, well, why not?
He initially started with Nevok, but it didn't sound right.
Nevok. What's a big word?
I just want to say, I don't even know that word. Hold on a second.
Bullions.
Right.
Wait. You could be Commander Paris's personal fluffer. Let us know how that goes.
The thing is, what, like,
yes.
You know what I do like about Star Trek series?
When I undo my hair, it goes down to the floor.
There's it's such a contrast to all the sarcasm we have in our society. And there's very little sarcasm, if any, in this series. It just makes you feel like, okay, everybody's taking it serious.
Paris is kind of a dick in that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We haven't seen him yet, by the way. Oh, there he is.
And this is right before they turn Paris into basically a villain.
Yeah. I always like Chakotay.
I just like saying Chakotay. Yeah. Hey, Chakotay. How's it going, Chakotay? We should grab some Chakotay later.
I think this is after Chakotay and Janeway hooked up and then decided to be just friends.
Shut up. They never hooked up.
Oh, no.
Did
that really happen?
Yes, they did. Yes, absolutely. Yes.
But what about her man back home?
There's an episode right before this where they get trapped on a planet and they decide they're just going to have to live the rest of their lives there.
That's right.
They end up going for it.
Don't remember that.
Sex.
What? It's funny that that word interrupted us just like it did the bridge crew in the conference room.
Let me repeat the thing you said.
Yeah, semiogenesis 3 times.
A second species.
Yeah, but
You're like the fourth because you're like a flower and
Why did someone grab her chest when that happened?
Well, because he was saying exactly like like you got that right.
He's too touchy.
It's
freaking me out.
Oh, Harry Kim gets a line.
Oh, Harry Kim. Yeah.
This is the only thing I don't like about Star Trek is they get into the whole, it's like the 60s Batman thing when Batman tries to explain something to Robin.
This is,
and then Robin goes, "Holy crap, Batman, you're right."
Yeah.
Totally. Yeah. They don't do that anymore. Like Picard doesn't have a single team up discussion.
Nope.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Nope. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's all. That's an old story thing. I'll let you guys in on a personal joke that happens at my house that has to do with Voyager. I can't believe I've never told you guys this before. And this is true. When Kim doesn't shave her legs, I'll turn to her and say, and this happened like 3 or 4 times in the pandemic. I'll turn to her and go, "Hey, you know who my favorite character on Voyager is?" And she'll go, "Shut up." 'Cause she knows I'm going to say Harry Kim.
Harry Kim. Good old Harry Kim.
She hates that joke. Yet I continue to do it.
Uh-oh.
That's
funny. Uh-oh. Is Neelix horny? Is that the problem here?
Maybe a little holodeck and chill.
Unfortunately, Neelix's ass is in the front tonight.
It's a fun little thing to imagine any two people that you know combined.
Right. Merged,
and what that combined person would be like.
Well, that's what they're doing, right? This is so Star Trek. Even though this is kind of dumb, it's that they're still asking interesting questions, and that's, I guess, what they do. Oh, look, they're
people
all
can't manage the restaurant.
Oh, they can't handle. Yeah,
that is hilarious.
You should have hammered the trope alert sound. This is just like
it's stupid.
The most tropey moment in Star Trek. All of these professionals who have been on this ship together for a long time are completely incompetent.
Look, starfruit looks alien.
Yeah.
And the reason why it's cook stuff is because they're trying to conserve energy, correct? Because they're not using replicators.
Yeah, they don't use replicators because they're trying to save energy, but also I don't know where they're getting all their food. I can't remember.
They pick it up on planet. Money. That's the whole point of their starting scene.
That was cheesy.
Get out of here.
Where's starfruit? Because it looks spacey.
Starfruit.
Mangoes in here.
Yeah. You got to make your Corellian wine or whatever they drink.
And what kind of instruments are those?
Corellian is.
Those are both available at IKEA, as well as the hook to hang them on.
Yep.
As well as that whole countertop, you just have to assemble it.
Right, exactly. Yes.
It's called Kunder Tupin.
It's creepy.
Guess what's coming?
They start touching each other, and it's too weird.
A threesome? A foursome?
That's right.
Made it with a flower.
Well, do vegetables count?
I don't know. Do they?
You're terrible.
Oh my lord!
They're trying so hard to get the rest of the cast some lines. Mm-hmm. Because really, this entire story is just about Tuvix and Kes and Janeway. Like, there's just not a reason for everybody else.
Mm-hmm. A hunch.
Harry Kim's.
It's Harry's Kim. Seriously, Janeway's hair is long.
Yeah.
I like when it goes down. Really? They have a nicer console.
Ooh, look at that. They all just pop right out there. Ooh, that's nice.
That's an interesting thing. Like, that, you know, you've lost two people, but you've gained one that's perhaps better than the two of them.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least trying to tell that story.
I think it's possible.
And by the way, how crazy are you to transport down to this planet and try to come back?
Right. Exactly. Yes.
Yeah. Why would they do that?
And are they like cross pollinating and planting stuff there? Isn't that against like the prime directive, or are they like just collecting? Oh, he's in the collecting.
Or are they trying to recreate the experiment and create
a sexy hot,
right.
They're gonna be called Batom.
Yeah, Batom. I like it. No, Paris. No,
Perez.
Perez. Perez Hilton.
Oh, they did it again. It happened again. So it must have been that tulip. Then it's effing up the transporter.
Can they even bring them home now?
Well, as long as they don't carry the flower, right? Because the flower is the ingredient that makes it happen.
Right.
Clematis? I don't like that.
You've got clematis. Maybe you should go see the doctor.
A little bit of
clematis is like a pretty common vine flower.
Is it?
Yeah.
It sounds like if you've got clematis, venereal talk disease, to your doctor. Yeah.
Chlamydia, I used to have clematis. All sorts of different colors of clematis on a trellis outside my house.
But what else am I doing?
This is the point in the episode where I start giving in and thinking, okay, the rest of this series is going to have Tuvix. Like, they've basically fired two actors and replaced them. Like, I'm like, okay.
Is this during the writer's strike? The actor's strike?
This is great, though. Like, just imagine it. Like, if somebody Game of Thrones up in this as an idea.
Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy.
You could just drop people and combine them into another actor and go on.
Do you sleep? No, I watch candles.
I watch candles all night.
Hold on, let me pause my show. Yeah, exactly.
That's so dumb. It made me laugh, though. That's really good. Just got this horrendous combination.
Right here. Jeez, come on, lady.
You're a shit combo.
And they're right.
Why is it so dark?
It is very dark. That's because she was doing her prayer thing. Did she really blow out the candles?
Shouldn't she turn on a light? Does she want to be in the dark with him?
He's got imposter syndrome.
And then they kissed. Oh. And then he farts. Uh-oh. Oh, Lord.
I'll totally respect you in the morning.
Oh, dude. Yeah. Friend zone time. Mm-mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Where's she at?
Yeah, what's the deal there? What's the dealio?
Is she back home? I can't remember. She's not on the ship. She's like back home, right?
Yeah, she's in Vulcan or whatever planet.
Right.
I only had sex with half my body.
Wait, does Vulcan exist in Voyager Town? Because it was destroyed during Kirk's time.
Yes, it absolutely exists.
Okay. So that second timeline is just that. Yeah. It's the second timeline. Okay.
Yeah.
What if I just close one of my eyes and make out with you? Right?
Exactly. I'll just use my left hand.
He's creepy because he keeps flipping back and forth. Whoop.
Right.
Oh.
Oh, cheek kiss. That was nice.
Oh.
That way he doesn't get a contact high.
Wait, I'm
lonely. Is she going to touch her cheek? Is she going to touch her cheek?
Nope.
Oh, nope. Okay.
No, she's still in conflict.
Oh, man.
And now for this commercial break.
And grief. She's grieving.
Yeah, there's grief. It's grievous.
Hi, do you have five outfits in bland colors that I can just stack on top of each other?
With a funny tear on the shoulder.
Oh. Oh,
Janeway in her evening wear.
Yeah. Nighttime Janeway. Mm.
Yes. Commander Paris, hide under the bed. I'm bringing in a guest.
Don't open the closet.
Yes. Don't look under the bed or in the drawer. Got some weird things in there.
I saw Kate Mulgrew at a nerd convention in Austin about 15 years ago. And it's just shocking how small that woman is. Like,
Yeah.
She's a little lady, right? A little tiny.
She comes out on stage next to a normal sized person and you're like, oh wow. The captain is like looking up at most people.
Yeah.
Is this silk?
Man, your hair is so glorious for it being the middle of the night.
So what do you think about,
What are my dogs barking at?
It's dark everywhere
they
go.
It really is dark.
Well, they're trying to save energy to make back home.
He's probably right, actually. That's probably the whole conceit.
He's easily explained by that.
Yeah. Do you?
So suck it up, Buttercup.
Yeah.
It's weird. The middle 30 minutes of this episode is useless. It doesn't establish anything, or it doesn't cause any character development at all.
Right.
It's just people asking themselves over and over, what do we do? What do we do? What do we do for 30 minutes?
Mm-hmm.
I think she has a hair person, or does the ship do it?
Oh no. No, there's a big gay robot.
Oh, I love that idea.
It's a great idea.
I love that idea. Oh my gosh. Star Trek, you blew it.
The Fabutron 2000.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's just Jonathan from Queer Eye.
Yeah, somebody is just as flamboyant as you can get doing the voice. That's what we want.
Because that's terrible advice.
Oh,
so get out of here so I can go to sleep.
Kind of has really fangs. Nice. Kes does. His little fangs. Oh, they're so tiny. Look at them. No, you should have hugged her harder and said, don't do drugs. Stay away from the drugs.
Don't do it. Okay. That was a long hug. Tom, that was a long hug, man.
Tom, you can come out now. She's left. We can resume.
I'm telling you, everything is long because they have to fill the time between the beginning and end of the
episode. So there's the guy off stage doing the elongation thing with his hand. Yeah. Longer.
That's right. Stretch keep it. Keep going. Keep further. Going.
Where you look
going
like
for another hug.
You look like you're stretching taffy between your fingers.
Oh, wow.
He's redecorating.
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Commander Paris, come out and we will resume coitus.
I hope he used 3M safe strips.
Did you see
for that picture?
Did you see Ensign Robert Guillaume just then?
Hmm.
Ensign Robert Guillaume. Another Benson offshoot. Great.
Yeah.
So is this so a bunch of time extras. Later? This is like a it's like a montage almost, this bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
He started pouring that off screen. Ooh.
Just eat right out of the wok.
Got that wok, hey.
Playing median tempo melody. Okay. Awesome. I don't remember him being in that.
Everybody on that whole floor hates him so much.
Oh my gosh.
Did I forget about Ensign Kim's?
Yeah, this is a thing that he's often depicted doing.
Okay. I forgot all about that. It's like, what did Data do? Is his was something else.
Painting, stuff, right?
I guess. Painting?
Yeah. He did do violin, too.
Oh, yeah, did.
Maybe I'm thinking too. Of that.
Remember I'm just really kind of impressed always by Star Trek and how...
Oh, yeah, they predicted it, man.
A lot of their tech kind of it makes its way.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Like that right there. Like it, that's too thick and shitty, but
right.
We beat it. We're past it.
No, yeah. I'm talking about the tech of the tech. Like they are in 1996 talking about doing things with DNA that we will actually start doing in the real world in a few years.
They also invented pool. Just kidding.
Yeah. Played in a little holodeck version of a little German chalet.
Yep.
I try not to think too hard about the holodecks.
I love
the
they
me
have this. They have this French bar scattered out throughout the series.
Oh, they reuse this one?
Yeah, they come back to it over and over and over. It's their bar. And again, just a bunch of extras hanging around.
Here, I get.
Hold my stick.
Well, this is going to be a... They're going to have a moment here.
Well, we're getting on to like 14 minutes before the end, so they're going to have to start making some decisions here.
Is it time for the "it's not either of you, it's me" speech?
Right.
Yeah. That old either standard you two. Breakup.
There it is.
Yeah. That's just friends.
Do you think we get a "it's not you, it's me"?
Yeah.
It's not all of you.
It's not either of you or the flower. It's me.
It's none of you over there on that side of the table. It's me. I was really hoping for an "it's not you, it's me." Didn't happen.
Literally.
You'll find other people and other flowers.
She reached out to hold his hands, which is a very exciting moment for a man.
Oh, yeah.
Great. And they get interrupted by the stinking doctor computer.
Mm. Yep. Dr. Baldness down there with his bullshit. No offense to bald people. Even you.
Hey.
Hey. No.
They got duck blocked.
Stop. Oh, my gosh. Why are we even still going? I can't believe you said that. That's amazing. They got duck blocked.
This show brings out the dad in all of us. So good.
Yeah, it does.
It's so good.
Yes, because he's just like a flower.
Dock blocked.
Uh-oh. They can restore him. All right, well, good.
They can rebuild
him. They solved it, and there's still 12 minutes left, and they've got it figured out.
But I like being two of us.
You're kind of like being two people.
Oh.
Well, see, now they have this Star Trek question.
Oh, why don't we be dramatic one time?
He doesn't need to, though. Like, if you separate, you're still the two halves of your whole. So,
yeah.
It's not funny.
Look at the beautiful scenery she's staring at.
Right?
You'd think
she'd hold on, I'm holding up this beam.
A little to the left, right, okay.
Bunch of cuts.
Yeah.
So here's the moral conundrum.
Right.
Door chimes. Sigh. It's that damn door.
You guys talking about me?
We shouldn't have given you a name. That hasn't helped.
Yeah. Yep, you let the cat in. You gave the cat.
Never name it.
Yeah.
You gave it a name.
You don't name the beef cow.
They should eat him.
Problem solved.
Yeah, predicament. Yeah.
Yeah, it's important.
And what? Ooh. Oh, snap back. Look at that.
Yeah. She's Dragon Lady.
Jump back, Jack.
What about the plant? What about the plant?
What a live.
Oh, boy. Is she fixing to grab, like, put him in a chokehold? Ooh, she's scary.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Who is this woman?
And she goes to his other shoulder and says other things. Right. Boy, he's so dramatic as two parts.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's a flower. It's definitely a flower.
I see us going down the path Randy warned about. She's turning into, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Don't they have, like, cloning technology at this point? Just clone him.
Yeah, they do. Well, you know what they ought to do?
They can recreate his pattern, like pull his pattern out of the transporter and just make a new one, right?
Yeah, like they did Thomas or was it Tom Riker?
Yeah, but that was an accident that they have established as was impossible to recreate.
Okay.
Mm. Okay.
But here's what they should do. Go back to the planet, Tuvix and like a donkey or something, and then beam those two up. And now we got Tuva donkey.
Donvix.
Donvix. And see if he wants to keep it that way. And then he'll be like, no, go ahead and split us up.
I changed my mind. Yeehaw. Oh, jeez.
We're talking about your toe, bro. Come on.
Okay. So is he like double density heavy? Is it like super heavy? Because I mean, yeah, we didn't lose any matter, right? We literally put two full humans together. I mean, he looks larger, but not.
He should have come out 10 feet tall.
And yeah. Like,
mm-hmm. I am Tuvix.
Tuvix.
been a lot easier to get rid of him then, wouldn't it?
Yeah, if he was running around the ship like breaking shit, there'd be no question about what to do.
Tuvix, fix ship now.
Ooh. So now he's lobbying Kes to also make his defense against the captain.
I'm freaking dying here.
Oh, no, you're my only hope. I'm sorry, not my only hope.
Kes Kenobi.
This giant rampaging Tuvix is not leaving my imagination. It's such a great idea. I love it so much.
Oh, my God.
This isn't going to go well.
She's looking right up and down.
Or Tuvix.
Or Tuvix. I'm so confused.
Tuvix fix ship.
He smells like flowers. Yeah.
Tuvix eat Chakotay.
Baby
spicy.
I don't know why that's such a great visual. I just love it. Can't get enough. Ugh. Oh, my Lord.
Oh, he's going to eat him. You're right.
Yep.
Yep.
So now.
But you can't tell me what to do. Okay. All right.
Maybe all right. Chakotay can.
Two.
Oh, he's going to dick with something, isn't he?
He is. Mm-hmm. There's a reason why when someone finds their die and they cut your credit cards off.
So the thing is that was totally unimportant. It's just like establishing that he wants to go on with his life.
Right.
Like he wants to do his job.
Yeah.
And live.
Mm-hmm.
He's in denial.
This, on the other hand, this is like, who is this woman?
Yeah.
Our Captain Janeway has been replaced with a monster. Right.
Ned Stark. It's time to chop your head off.
Yes.
Oh, whatever you can say to me, you can say in front of everyone.
That's right. With your big loaf of bread on your head. Fresh bread. Wait, there he's
you
ordering.
Can't make me. I don't want to die. Boy, this feels bad, doesn't it? This is not a feel-good episode at all. Well,
Mr. Guy, we've never heard of.
Yes. Oh, I see how you would think I would be your best bet, but.
Well, the whole shit's shit. The whole ship's going
to shit.
They're just going to let it.
Oh, no. New security people. Yeah. Stop him. He's got the strength of half a man.
Dude, come on, man.
You don't say wanna... Tuvix. Tuvix, stay on bridge and rent.
Guilt man. This is some serious heavy stuff, right?
Yeah.
I didn't want to feel something on a Thursday night. When this come on?
Yeah, some weekend bullshit. Right. Oh, no, I guess it was UPN then. I don't know when it was on. That was the big UPN network's launch, was this show.
May the 6th, 1996. Let's see.
No,
it was a Monday.
Was it a Monday?
Oh, Monday night show.
Yeah. Now, everything about this screams the question, why are they telling this story? Why is Star Trek Voyager in this place narratively?
I don't know. Right.
Just, it's too much.
I don't know. It does make me... okay, so he's going to be the one that's got the... Do no harm. Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. There you go.
Why are they doing it, though? Just let him be who he wants to be. I think I'm with the doctor.
This is very... Okay, oh, man. This would take a totally different...
Yeah.
Because there's such a different dialogue now.
Yeah. And then notice this is male versus female. There's an abortion subtext going on here. It's just... It's way too much. She's just like suddenly she's just a murderer suddenly.
How are they going to turn this around in 2 minutes and 44 seconds?
This
they
is what you not. Always That's say. Dunaway,
this
is
not going to put a happy ending on this episode. I just want you to know now.
Dunaway, you always say this about Star Trek. They figure it out in the last minute and a half.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Turn this thing around. Uh-oh. How do you feel? You feel dead? It's over. It's done.
Don't worry. We'll forget about it in a week, and everybody will be happy. And
look. The doctor's looking away. He can't even observe. He's so disturbed, and he's a computer.
I hate you all. I hope you burn in hell.
For a second, I thought that was this TV. I really did. Oh, no. There he goes.
He should have screamed. He should have screamed the whole time.
Socially distant.
Oh, there's three. What happened?
Yeah, well, now it'd be funny if there were three copies.
Hey, oh, I thought the flower was going to be in the middle. Where's it at?
Yeah, that'd be great. Just a little flower sitting there.
He's like three times her age, and they always kissed. It's a little weird.
Yeah.
Look at her.
That's why I got into acting.
And this is the shot. This is the shot for the entire series, in my opinion.
Yeah, look at that face. Oh,
she has regrets.
What have I done?
Perhaps if I hadn't just shagged my first officer, I'd feel better about my decision.
Oh well. Next. Oh, well.
Wrapped up.
Who wrote that one? Maybe that's the thing. You got some wacko writer on that episode, and he was like serious. Was it Ron? Ron Moore?
See, Rick Berman, and I don't know. It's hard to say the episode because they've got
a lot of Ronald Moore helped launch the show, but I don't think he was still around in season two. I think he was off working on BSG or starting to.
Well, that was a good episode.
Yeah, I actually kind of liked it.
Yeah,
it's got its problems, but all Star Trek does. But I don't know. It wasn't quite what I expected. So what's the when people meme it? What are they saying, Randy? What's the joke? Are they just like
Janeway murdered Tuvix?
Yeah.
Oh.
That is it. The three words. Janeway murdered Tuvix.
Well, I straight up say she did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She murdered Tuvix and saved the other two, which I understand the logic in her decision, but I disagree with her. I mean, she killed him. That's what happened. You dumb captain.
Yeah.
Me, Tuvix.
That's my biggest takeaway is the Tuvix happy. Like, that's all I care about. That's my favorite thing.
Tuvix.
It's just such a one-off.
Tuvix want to live.
Yeah. It's a one-off that you'd think would have further ramifications later on in the series, like
right.
in the next episode. Oh, I hate that Janeway.
Yeah, or at least some dissent, or you know, there, or mm-hmm. there's already mm-hmm. dissent. The whole thing is half these guys yeah. are Maquis, the other half are Starfleet, you know, regulars, mm-hmm. and you'd think there'd be some kind of, I don't know, something there, but I don't.
Yeah,
remember
nobody
any of
was
that.
Nobody was truly, truly on Tuvix's side. I mean, they all just no one was like diehard Team Tuvix.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
besides himself.
Yeah, exactly. What a weird deal, man. Weird deal. Well, we had fun. That I know.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Yeah, that was a good time. We hope you guys enjoyed it as well. We'll be back with a regular episode next week. I'm not sure what we're watching, but tune in.
Toys.
Oh, toys. That's right.
Toys. Yeah,
hold on.
Toys.
That's the Robin Williams, Barry Levinson
and
movie.
LL Cool J. Yes.
Oh, Mama said, get my toys or something. great. Well, that'll be fun. Right. I look forward to it. In the meantime,
we'll call it a slinky.
Yeah, we call it a slinky. check out the website and send us your emails, filmsack@gmail.com. Let us know what you think about these Star Trek one offs. And
I just realized in that nighttime scene, Janeway was wearing a slinky. that's what you call that, right?
There you go. Yes.
Well, Slinky. Excellent. Well done. I look forward to more of this sort of thing coming up soon. So everyone watch for it. In the meantime, for me, for Brian, and for Randy.
Yo.
We'll see you next time.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.